Blog Talk Radio.
Here with me on the Blog Talk Radio on a Friday. It is 8:01 if you're in the West Coast. Sorry, my cat did something. Control yourself. If you are in the Texas area, the South area, it is 10:01. And if you are in New York, or East Coast, it is 11:11. I always do that. Welcome to my show. For those who don't know me, I am Sam Suga. That's S-U-G-A. And I do a podcast, which I'm doing now. And I just like to have fun. I like to talk. I like to talk a lot of mess. If you ask my friends, coworkers, family members, they can tell you that, yeah, she does talk a lot of mess. We are here today. We're gathered here today because we are going to do, you've been waiting for it. Wait on it. R. Kelly. Yes. R. Kelly, because I decided that we should do the R. Kelly. We supposed to have did it last time, but we decided not to do it because of the fact that it was Women's Day. And since it was Women's Day, I wanted to do something for women, and that's what we ended up doing for Women's Day. So if you guys don't know who R. Kelly is, which I know you guys do, but you probably don't know that his full name is Robert Sylvester Kelly. Yeah, I didn't even know that, the Sylvester part. He was born on January the 8th, 1967, which will make him 52 years old in Chicago, Illinois. He has, I think, it's three siblings, two brothers, a sister, and I think he has two children or three children, Jay, Joanna, Robert Kelly Jr., and two ex-wives, two, count them, Aaliyah, from 1994 to 1995, and Miss Andrea Lee from 1996 to 2009. So let's talk a little bit about Mr. Kelly. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but he's been, as of February 22nd, he has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. You heard me, 10. And he may be facing 70 years in jail. Now, I have been a fan of R. Kelly for a long, long time. I think he has a wonderful voice. But we didn't know about his little sexual fantasies. Basically, what we've learned so far is that he has a thing for girls. And I don't mean girls above the 18, but girls who are 13 and probably even below. If you guys know anything about Lee, if you don't know anything about Lee, then you guys just must be under a rock and in a different country and just don't know. But when he married Lee, I believe Lee was either 14 or 15 years old when he married her. And from what I read, she was pregnant with his child. So he ended up marrying her. And he states, well, his lawyer stated that he didn't know that Aaliyah was underage, that he said that she said, here we go, he said, she said, they said, that she was actually, how would he say that Aaliyah was? I think he said she was 18, because if you look on where my information is, as far as when you go to my Blog Talk settings, you can see that I actually have a picture in the system that shows their actual wedding date. And I am actually looking for that now. I jotted all this stuff down, and now I can't find it. Can't believe it. He married her in, good Lord, I can't find it. How bad is that when you write stuff down and then you can't find it? freaking believable. Wow. I was going to tell you guys the date he married her. Oh, wow. And I can't even find it. This is bad. This is really bad. Let me look. Just be patient with me, guys. Wow. You know what? We just have to worry about that later. I'll find it later for you because I can't find it right now. Shoot. Shit. Shoot. Okay. All right. We won't worry about that. I was going to try to tell you the date that, but she allegedly was 15, but she was 15. She wasn't 18 as it put on there. Like I said, if you guys see the marriage certificate is on there. So it was actually August. Thank you, darling. It was actually August 1995 in Illinois where he married her. Apparently she was pregnant. Now that part, I didn't even know that she was pregnant. This is the first I've heard of that. So what happened to the baby? Did she lose it? I was trying to get some information on that for you guys to see if she lost the baby or what happened. But, of course, I didn't get any information on that. So it is what it is. But we will find out more about Aaliyah. So, again, he states, well, the lawyer said that Aaliyah lied to him about her age. Now, first of all, that's bullshit. I don't believe it. And let me explain to you why I don't believe it. He knew who Aaliyah was. I'm sure he was around her family. I don't see her family just letting her loose and her just doing her thing and him thinking, wow, you know, she's 18. No, he knew better. So that was the beginning of what we should have, like, looked at a little bit closer. But I think people just basically kind of ignored it a little bit. It happened, and you were like, ooh, R. Kelly likes, you know, girls, and she's 15. Aaliyah married him. And it was basically just the buzz around the coffee room or whatever, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear anything else about it because it looked like it grew and then it died down is what it seems like happened. If you look at Aaliyah's picture, age ain't nothing but a number. If you look at her album cover, and I did put it on the on my system so you guys can see it, it's R. Kelly in the back, like looking like some kind of damn stalker. It's blurred out. But you know that's R. You know that is Robert Sylvester Kelly that's right there, Mr. A.K.A. Mr. Bump and Grind. You know it's him. Because when I looked at that, I never noticed it until when I started getting, you know, like information and stuff together for you guys to see. And I'm like, that's R. Kelly in the back of her with the age ain't nothing but a number song. He is on the album cover. And I'm thinking, damn, he was telling us right then that he was a perverted sexual deviant, and we just did not pay it any damn attention. Now, from what things that I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible so you guys can call in. So his wife recently, I was about to say filed for divorce, but she's been divorced from him, I think, for a while. But she was supposed to be getting some child support from him, and, of course, he decided he wasn't going to pay it. He said he's been broke, he doesn't have any money, he, you know, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So at this point, his wife said, okay, you don't want to pay it? So they put him in jail. I can't remember what date they put him in jail in, but they did put him in jail, and he was there in jail for, I think, until someone bailed him out. So we don't know who bailed him out, who got the funds up to bail him out, but he paid that back support, that back child support. His ass paid it. And from what my understanding is, he's supposed to be paying $21,000 a month in back child support. So every month he pays her $21,000. You guys know I can't count. 21000. That much. Anyway, so he's paying her. So I kind of researched her a little bit because I was a little bit curious about her. I've never, like I said, I'm not a big fan of his. I like his music, but not so much as to kind of like go and see what he does or what have you. So her name is Andrea Kelly. That is the ex-wife, and I'm assuming she's the mother of all three of those children. I didn't check that, sorry, but you guys can check that on your off time. I didn't give a shit about that. But she gets $10,000 per episode on VH1 Hollywood Ex-Wives. So I'm thinking, I don't know who she is, never seen her. When I did see her, she was like, okay, she's not a bad-looking woman, but I don't know anything about her. But I was kind of impressed on the fact that she did raise $10,000 for women of domestic violence. That really made me go, that's pretty cool, you know, that she raised it. Because if you guys know anything about me, I am an advocate of, you know, domestic violence. I was a abuse victim myself when I was a teenager. So I really support anyone that supports against, you know, domestic violence. And from my understanding, I guess he was abusive to her. again, I didn't read any of that because I wanted to focus more on him and what we're doing with what's going on. So let me go over a little bit of what I did find out. So in 1994, I think he was 27 at the time. He was allegedly married then to the 14-year-old Aaliyah. Okay, so now they're saying 14. She was doing a secret ceremony in Cook County, Chicago. So Vibe discovered that Aaliyah lied on her wedding certificate about her age. Of course she lied, since she was 18. There's no way she's going to go in somewhere and they go, okay, I'm 15. Oh, okay, we're going to marry you. So saying that he didn't know, that's crap. You knew he knew. Come on, this is Aaliyah. I mean, there's no way that he did not know that that girl was underage. He can tell that BS all he wants us to ever listen, but we're not listening to that. We're not buying that. That's crap. In 1996, he got into a, I guess, some type of a nasty brawl in Lafayette, Louisiana at a health club with a person called Christopher Maloney, claimed that Kelly and his entourage assaulted him during a pickup basketball game. Now, as far as that goes, that's a guy. You know, that's on you. If Kelly, if R and his boys whoop your butt, I really don't care about that. That's not something. I mean, wait, hold on. Before you guys say it, I don't advocate abuse to anyone. I don't care who they are. I don't believe in, you know, a bunch of people beating up one person. But, you know, hey, I don't know. I mean, you're a guy. You handle yourself just like we know how Jesse handled himself. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's nothing that really, but I did want to tell you guys about that. 1998, a Chicago woman named Tiffany Hawkins filed charges against Kelly for personal injuries and emotional distress. And she suffered, I think, 3 years in a relationship with him in the 90s and in 1991. So as far as I think at the time, Kelly was, I think, 24 at the time. So apparently he initiated a sexual relationship with her, who was also 15 years old. Now, this is just like crazy. Crazy. So Hawkins demanded $10 million in damages, but reports revealed that she only received $250,000. So that's kind of weird to me. If you didn't do it, why did you get a lawsuit against you and you paid monies? Because to me, if you ain't doing it, why are you paying to get out of it? It's just like someone telling, Sam, she actually knocked the shit out of me, which could be true. And if I was rich, God, I wish I had Oprah's money. I wish I had Oprah's money. But anyway, if I was rich and somebody came along and said, hey, you know what? Sam beat my ass and I want some punitive damages for it because I want some money, some cash. Okay, if I didn't touch you, I'm not going to pay for it. If I touched you, then yeah, I'm going to probably give you some little hush money because I want you to shut up and not ruin my reputation. So he did pay. He didn't pay the millions that she wanted, but he did comply and he did pay something for it. So that's a little like on the edgy side too. So May 1998, he's busy in 1998. So May 1998, he was arrested on 3 misdemeanor charges for blasting his music loudly from his vehicle. Now, first of all, we all do that. I mean, seriously, I didn't even realize that was a misdemeanor to blast your music. Because I'm not gonna lie to you, when me and my man, we get in our car, and even on the stand, a goddamn thing they're saying, we's playing some reggaeton, and it's loud, and I'm singing along with it, mispronouncing every damn word there is, but it's fun to do. So, I mean, let's face it, everybody blasts their music. So I'm not really sure if he was in a residential area and they felt he needed to shut up. But that I don't know. Something about, I mean, I'm trying to keep you guys on the timeline here, what's going on with him. But I'm even surprised they even put this in there. And apparently the 3 charges were dropped that month. So I don't know. It seems like sometimes people just want to get over and that's the reason why they do it. But I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. So, 2002, let's see, what happened in 2002? So, apparently a video, and this might have been the video that I heard about. This is it. So, a video surfaced of him allegedly having sex with the underage girls. Things appeared to be bleak for the singer at that time. Apparently, he was accused of urinating on the girl. That's the correct way of saying it. We're just going to say he pissed on her, on the girl in the video. And it was reports that broke. Kelly spoke out with that at MTV News and denied all accusations. Now, from my understanding, what he said was that that was his brother, and he actually asked his brother to cover up for him. Now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I have still not watched Surviving R. Kelly. I haven't watched it. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. A lot of my friends have watched it. My friend Danielle was telling me, you know, you need to see it, girl. You need to see it. And my sister was like, Lord, we need to go ahead and see it. But honestly, I don't want to see it. I mean, I'm talking to you guys. I'd rather read. Reading is fundamental. I'd rather read about it than view it, because I'll probably get really pissed off once I view these women. And I heard it was 50 people that was actually on it that was allegedly talking like he just was like totally out of damn control, which is really, really sad that he has put himself in this position, because I don't understand why he is getting involved with these kids. I'm sorry, 13 years old, you are just developing your body and you're just getting to know your body. Why on earth would you have sex with a grown man? And the sad part about it is that a lot of these girls probably have parents, not saying all of them, but have parents who basically are not really in their lives enough that they're going to talk to them about something like that. And the sadder part is that most of us, if you see someone's name like R. Kelly, Jay-Z, whatever, I think a lot of women or a lot of young girls, if they get this attention, they kind of get excited about the fact that, wow, you know, I've got this guy's attention. I can't believe it. He's R. Kelly or whomever it is. And they end up doing things that they just shouldn't do. And it's really sad that this happens so often. And we just, a lot of times we as adults just don't pay attention to it. We just don't. We seem to kind of like ignore it when it's not your kid. But the truth of the matter, we are raising the village. In 2002, in June, he was slapped with 21 counts of child pornography. This I didn't know. Not only did cops apprehend him because of his Chicago arrest warrant, but his Florida residence was subject to a search as well. Now, see, this is something I didn't even know about. But cops discovered a digital camera with 12 images of underage girls. Now, did you guys know about this one? This, I didn't even know that this even happened. So I was kind of like, wow, on that one, that actually took place as well. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to let you guys call in probably in the next 30 minutes or so, but I'm going to take a real quick break. I know I've only been on for, 13, 15 minutes, but I've got to get something to drink. And you know, you guys know how I go. And today I'm going to tell you my friend P. Diddy, she bought me a Dr. Pepper. Even though on my last show I said don't buy me any, my girl came through and bought me a Dr. Pepper. Yes, that's why I love her so much. So I'll be right back with you.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, baby. But there is something that I must confess to you. And I know just what you need, girl.
Oh, baby, bring your body
to me. Bring your body here. I'm not.
Subliminal messages, maybe? Every time I hear that song, at first, you just was like, oh, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with Love and Grind. Because we know of a lot of babies that were made with R. Kelly. But when you listen to the words, my mind's telling me no, but my body is telling me yes, baby. I don't want to hurt nobody, but there's something I must confess to you. Come on. Tell me when you really hear that, you're not going, didn't see that coming a long time ago. But if you think about the words, honestly, I think he just basically told on himself. I think our boy told on himself, and we just really weren't paying attention. We were not paying attention. I've got my sister laughing at me like crazy. But anyway, so let's proceed to talk about a little bit more about him. So apparently, well, let's get back to the 21 counts of the child pornography. So a digital camera was found with 12 images of, God, I'm so tongue twisted today, of underage girls. So there were, you know, a couple of minors on there, and apparently three of the pictures displayed Kelly allegedly engaging in disturbing acts with young females. Now, what you do in your bedroom, I don't give a shit. If you're of age and, hey, whatever you want to do, as long as it's not hurt nobody, then I don't care. But when you start having sexual intercourse and sexual relationships with underage girls, you've got issues right there. And it seems like he really, really, really is into it. Now, I had a friend of mine, and God, I can't remember who it was, so I can give him credit for it. I think it was Jerry, if I'm not mistaken, that he was getting like medication, like shots for him to like kind of like not want to have underage girls. Now, I don't know what kind, I know when you're in jail, they give you something called SOPPEDA, something like that, to make you not want to have sex when you're in jail. Now, you guys may be laughing, but I'm dead ass serious about this. And apparently, it just doesn't work. But it doesn't. It doesn't work. We all know that. 2008, he was charged with in Florida, but the charges were dropped. Apparently, there was a warrant out for his arrest, and it really doesn't go into too much detail about that. July 2017, real quickly. So I did see this young lady, Jocelyn. Now, see, I thought it was Jocelyn, but I guess it's Jocelyn Savage, one of the ladies being alleged held captive, spoke out publicly. Yeah, that about the allegations in an interview with TMZ. So I'm thinking this is one of his so-called girlfriends, and she's kind of denying the fact that he's been keeping them captive. I don't know. That part I honestly don't know about him keeping them captive. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jocelyn or Joycelyn, however she says, is 23. And Azarel, I believe her name is Clary, is 21. So these are his girlfriends now. And they're in defense of him. As far as I know, Gayle King did a show with them. And apparently, when Gayle did the show, they said that, no, you know, the allegations is wrong. But I also heard, I don't know if you guys heard this, this is something I heard today, that he actually, they're supposed to have had a suicide pact where I guess the three of them were going to kill themselves. But then I had also heard, here we go, also heard that the police responded on March 12th, and it was supposed to be the allegations wasn't true, what the police heard. But I don't know, that's kind of a hard one to determine. You know, I'm hoping that he wasn't trying to have the girls, you know, kill themselves to get rid of them having any information. So I don't know. I really don't know if that was the case. And the thing is that unless you're in somebody's bedroom or whatever, you just don't know. You really don't. Let's see here. I'm going to try to play this for you guys. I'm hoping I can. And then I'm going to try to take some calls because we're 36 minutes already. So give me a moment. Let me see if I can play this for you and of R. Kelly coming unhinged.
I am surprised that you agreed to do it. Why are you sitting down with us today?
I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blogs. And, you know, I'm just tired.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh, my God. All of them. That little girl's trapped in the basement. Helicopters over my house. Trying to rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house. Handcuffing people, starving people. I have a harem, a cult.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know what a cult is, but I know I don't have one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anything that you regret? Have you done anything wrong?
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women that I apologize. But I apologize in those relationships at the time I was in the relationships.
Have you broken any laws when it comes to women?
Absolutely not.
The six-part series interviewed 50 people, family members, your former tour manager, numerous women who all claim that you abused them.
Yeah.
Are you saying everybody in that documentary was not telling the truth about you? Everybody?
If you really look at that documentary, which I'm sure you have.
I have.
Everybody said something bad about me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was talking to you guys, and I didn't even realize it, that I was not on mute. Wow. Okay, so let me see where I went back in. So Jahonda Pace spoke about her first encounter with R. Kelly when she was 15. She admitted to having the strong support of Kelly during his 2008 child pornography case. And apparently she'd engaged in sexual intercourse with him and recorded without her consent. So what I was saying is that if she had her consent, would she have been okay with that? If he hadn't recorded without her consent, I don't know. That's kind of like a weird one to me as far as that goes. Now, also, in May of 2008, a Texas woman, Faith Rogers, filed a complaint against R. Kelly, allegedly sexual battery, false imprisonment, and failure to disclose that he had a sexual transmitted disease. Now, that's something that kind of was like, oh, I did not even realize that he had a sexual transmitted disease. So I'm kind of like on that one, too. I'm going to see if we can find we can hear a little bit more of the interview with Gail.
Unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all
quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff.
This is not me. Y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave up 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it.
What?
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let...
So that was a part of the interview, the one that I wanted you guys to hear. Now, this honestly is going to probably be a two-part show because I did not realize how much more information that we had. If you guys want to call in, please do so at 646-668-2422. Once again, 646-668-2422, and we can kind of go into a little bit of discussion if you guys want to talk about it. I do have – who do I have on line one? I have – Buddha. Okay, so let me go ahead and let him kind of speak a little bit about this. Buddha, are you there? Hello?
Yeah,
Buddha? Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. So far, what do you think?
I think
what
he
do
is
you think?
Fantastic.
I'm really, really surprised at this because I honestly did not realize that that he would be so like
sick.
Unhinged. Yeah. I mean, and I didn't know he had the transmitted sexual disease either. I was kind of surprised at that was something that was disclosed right now. And I honestly have so much more to discuss on this, but I wanted you guys to call in and, you know, and talk this with me. So give me one moment. On line two, I have James. Let me go ahead and go to James on line two. James, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, James. How are you, hon?
All right.
What are you thinking about this?
Oh, man. This guy, I can't believe R. Kelly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, isn't it? I mean, because he, you know, I grew up on his music. I mean, let's face it, we all grew up on his music, and probably some of us had babies on his music because the man was just, you know, phenomenal when it comes to making you go, damn. But this honestly kind of makes me think that all these songs that he's done has been basically directed to children.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. When, you know, I think we got hinted off a long time ago with R. Kelly.
Yes.
I think that the main disheartening to our community is, why did it go so far?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good point.
Yeah.
Really good point.
So why
right.
did it go so far? And a lot of these, you know, as far as the culture of black women, why didn't this get addressed, you know, a lot sooner as far as the documentary goes?
Right.
You know, why so many years, decades later, you know? So that's
right.
the disheartening thing. Yeah.
And he mentioned that, too. He said, you know, why is it coming up now? And I think what Gail said proved a kind of a point is because now I think women have more of a voice and they're not afraid to speak out like we used to. So I think now, you know, we are more engaged of saying, hey, this happened to me and I wanted to stop. But the thing also being that they were 13, 12, 15 years old, still immature, you would have hoped that they would have contacted their mother, their father, and told them, you know, what was going on. But of course, that didn't happen either. Like you said, it's just really sad that it's taken so long for it to come out, because he's been doing this, what, for, what, 20 odd years or so? Or more than that?
Definitely.
So this is,
definitely.
Yeah, this is sad. This is really, really sad. I'm thinking I may have to do a part two of this show, because I didn't realize how much that I had, you know, information on this. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Robert, well, thank you.
I'm looking forward
thank you
to
so
the
much,
next
James.
Show.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
All right, so that was James, and he said that it's really sad. And like he said, it's really sad that it took so long to find this out, because it would have been really nice to – well, not even nice. I shouldn't say nice. That's not the word that we're looking for. But it would have been, you know, something better to hear this a long time ago, you know, where it hasn't gotten to this point. So let's go into what I was reading prior. So January 3rd through the 5th, apparently it started – his Lifetime air. This is what we're talking about, the three-night documentary. Now, think about, this is a three-night documentary. So it took 3 nights, and I think if I'm not mistaken, Lifetime shows are like, what, 2 hours? So this took 3 nights to them to go over everything that happened. And it's kind of a sad thing that it took 3 nights. So I think if I'm not mistaken, it was 50 people that were discussing him and discussing what was going on, his ex-wife, discussed his personal life, the 2008 allegations for the child pornography case, which he was acquitted for. Let's not forget that he was acquitted for that. His alleged sex cult. Now, I'm not laughing because, you know, sex cult, but I don't know. I mean, what would you guys think if it was a sex cult? I mean, that's kind of a weird thing, because I don't know whether he engages in sex with all of them or if they engage in sex with each other, but I don't know. It's and trust me, I'm not laughing at this at all. I'm just really kind of suspended in with all of this, because just like, you know, like James said and like Buddha said, it's just that you really did not know that he was, you know, up to so much BS. I mean, honestly, he really is. And now he's crying and whining and saying, you know, you guys are, you know, trying to destroy my – well, you've already did that by what you did. You can't sit there and say that it's someone else's fault. You know, sooner or later, you're going to get caught. That's just the way it is. And there's nothing you can do about that. You're going to get caught sooner or later, you're going to. So you need to just make sure, you know, that you do the right thing. Boy, I sound like a damn Spike Lee damn movie. Do the right thing. But I'm, you know, I'm saying it being funny, but I'm dead serious. I'm going to take a real quick break, you guys. Kick back and enjoy. Get your friends to call in, or if you want to, it's 646-668-2422. Once again, 646-668-2422. Be right back with you.
May 5th, 1993.
Change.
All right, I am back. If you are just listening, I am Samaz Sam Sugar, and we're here talking about the infamous R. Robert Sylvester Kelly. We've just went over quite a bit. I've had people say that they tried to call earlier while I was talking. I apologize for that, but I was talking. If I was talking, how y'all going to talk too? It's not going to happen. So if you want to call back, you can, but I do apologize. I know I had about five people on hold while I was talking, but as I said before, I was going to take calls after the fact. See, James and Buddha listened to me. They call when they were supposed to. But anyway, that was Aaliyah with AJ, another number, RIP, Aaliyah. It's so sad that that was such a talented young lady. And to me, he took advantage of her. And I don't know what the whole thing is. I'm sure that young love, she fell in love, think that he was all that in a bag of chips. But I'm really surprised that she was pregnant. Now, that came as a surprise to me when I heard that she was pregnant when they got married. So I guess he was calling himself doing the right thing. Spike Lee again. But it's just, I don't know. It's just really, really just sad. But anyway, as we were talking before, January 3rd to the 5th, the documentary Surviving R. Kelly. Did I say Surviving R. Kelly? I still haven't watched it. I haven't watched it because it's a 3-day, 2-hour-long documentary. And I'll be honest with you, I don't do well with documentaries. I really, really don't. I'm not, unless it's going to be 1 hour and then we found out everything at that time. But I don't know. Sitting and listening to 50 people, from my understanding, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to even do that. But it went from his secret marriage to Aaliyah when she was underage, to his 2008 child pornography case, which, again, he was acquitted, to his alleged sexual cult. And when I laugh like that, trust me, it's not because I'm laughing at the situation. It's just it's all of this is just kind of overwhelming if you think about it. Kelly's personal life was on full on display as well, with an array of women, and so many women. His ex-wife, Andrea Kelly, she called out to about the star's alleged, history of abuse. So I'm assuming that he abused her. So we had also had celebrities like John Legend, Jada Pinkett Smith, Chance the Rapper. Is Chance the Rapper important? Sorry. Meek Mill. I'm not saying nothing about Meek Mill. So they basically bashed Aunt Kelly and urged fans to do the same in hopes of restoring normality back into the lives of the alleged victims. Now, first of all, and don't get me wrong, I really think that every star or whatever has some type of something that they're hiding. I truly believe that. And I could be dead ass wrong about that, but I think that almost everyone has. I mean, there's things that I do that I don't want everybody to know, and not that it's illegal or anything like that, but hey, nobody wants to know that I go into the, into the closet and get a chocolate chip cookie and some milk and dunk it and act like I'm not eating it when I know I'm supposed to be on the diet. Don't nobody need to know all that. But that is my vice, and that's what I do. But being serious, I think everybody, when you step a – and I don't blame these people for coming out and speaking against him. I get it. I don't know what the hell Meek Mill and Chance the Rapper had to say, but I get it. And you do need to give support, to these women. Because to me, the two that are his girlfriends, they to me seem to be kind of like brainwashed. Now, I could be wrong. They could be definitely in love, because when you're in love with someone, you kind of ignore a lot that you see. And it could be just that they're so in love with him that they honestly are just not even, understanding what's going on. And when you're a young lady and you're immature and you're just a teen, let's face it, I think I was 13 when I first had my first, first fell in love and just thought I was going to be with him for the rest of my life, but there was no sex going on there, and it was maybe I felt guilty about even kissing him. So that tells you something, the way the world is now from the way the world is then, because now young girls are like kind of forced into that. And if you have a person like R. Kelly, who honestly, let's face it, he is a smooth talker. He can sing his ass off. So a lot of women more than likely probably go, I could just get with R. Kelly. And when you're young, you probably don't even realize that you're being abused. Because a lot of times, when you have a man like that, they're probably looking at him as a father figure too. And let's face it, that's probably is it. it's just sad. It's just sad. Now, one thing that Meek Mill said, he says, I'm not feeling R after watching that. So he watched it, and now he says he's not feeling R after watching that. And says, it's so much filthy shit going on in the industry. Nobody will ever really speak on the wild shit. Now, this is Meek Mill talking. This ain't me, because most of them could have docs like this, or even worse, done about them. So basically what Meek Mill says, just what I said, is that there's probably a lot of crap going on and people are just ignoring it and not even paying attention to it. So that could be the reason why that they're doing it. So, you know, it's – what am I trying to say? It's sad, but it's reality. It's what it is, and you cannot ignore it any longer. And again, he's facing 70 years in jail. That is a long. That's basically just say he's serving his lifetime. You know, he's serving his lifetime in jail is basically what's going on. I was going to play a little bit more of the show where he talked to Gail. So let's see what else we can listen to. I don't know if we did we lose that. I think we did. Oh no. I was going to pay a little bit more for what he when he discussed it was with Gail King. Now, speaking of that, if you guys have seen the documentary, not the documentary, if you have seen the interview with Gail, everyone was talking about how, you know, oh, yeah, she remained so cool and calm. But again, I don't think she was worried about him hitting her. I don't think that even crossed her mind. I think she knew that he was not going to put his hands on her. I think she knew better because, let's face it, if he had hit her, I think Oprah would have had everybody and he would have just been like, where's R. Kelly? Did he run away to a different country? No, him's dead. I think that's what would have happened. But then again, I don't know. Oprah could be, you know, really, really sweet and kind and went, you know, you shouldn't have hit my friend. But see, if it was me and I had Oprah money, it'd be a whole lot of people missing if I had Oprah money. I'm not going to even lie to you. It would. February 25th, that's 2 days before my birthday, Kelly's Bell was reported it posted by a friend. I don't think they ever told her who the friend was. Let me just see. Oh, yeah, posted by a friend, restaurant owner Valencia P. Love. So I'm sure Valencia is a female's name, so I guess she posted his bell. I'm trying to see how much the bell was. Where is the bell amount? I can't see it. So it's not telling me what the bell amount was. But she posted it, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. In addition to her restaurant, Love on the Blue News also surfaced reporting Love affiliate with Lord and Child Daycare in the Chicago. So I guess she's affiliate with the Lord and Child Daycare. If you see my face right now, I don't know what the hell that was about. So Kelly was seen leaving the jail with his attorney and did not speak with the media. So honestly, it makes more sense for you not to speak with the media. You really shouldn't have. To me, he shouldn't even made that that interview. I think that kind of was not a positive point with him. I think being on that interview was kind of a negative. He should have never, ever, ever got on that interview. He just became unhinged, and it was more like not like someone that was afraid of losing because they were innocent, more like someone that was pissed off because they were guilty. Because to me, how he exploded on there, and I can understand that, because when something happens to you, especially when you're upset, you know, and you're trying to defend yourself, of course you're gonna like lose it. So I get it. But the interview was on March the 6th. And he gave an exclusive interview to Gail King, and during which the interview, as you guys heard, he did an outburst that went viral because everybody's playing it. Saturday Night Live actually had a little skit on it, and then there was another a song that they did a remix on it. And next time I talk about him, we will do the remix of the song. And it is – I was going to download it for you guys. It's I hate to say it's funny, but it's funny as hell. So he was openly emotional and crying as being defensive to himself and denied any allegations. Later in the day, he was arrested by Cook County for failing to pay 161.000. Is that 161,000, right? Child support. So I guess right after he went with the, you know, went to the Gail thing, he actually got arrested. So Gail also interviewed Kelly's current girlfriends, Jocelyn and Azera. I think I'm saying that girl right, who believe he has been falsely portrayed by the media. However, Kelly was apparently in the room with them during the interview, despite he would not be. Now, what I had heard is that when he was talking, when she was, Gail was talking to them, he was like mimicking things in the back for them not to say. Now, I don't know if that's true, because he was supposedly not even in the room. Well, he was supposed to not be in the room when they did their interview, but he was like, no, I'm going to be in the room while they do their interview. So, you know, you already know that when someone has power over you, they can give you a look that make you do anything that they want. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When me and my husband go out places together, I can look at him and he knows exactly what I'm thinking, and he can look at me. We know exactly what, you know, and I'm sure all of you got that kind of that connection with your, you know, your man, your woman, your kids, whatever, even your cat. You may have that like connection, like look at your cat, like, yeah, what you doing? What's up? And the cat goes, okay, I'm not going to do anything else. But not being funny, but yeah, we all have like some type of connection to someone that we can look at and just honestly know. You know, I have a lot of people that I have a connection with. They know better than messing with me. They know better. But on the real note, I am going to watch the documentary. I just was told twice in my IMs, my DMs, or whatever it is, to watch a documentary that I would really would want to see it. So I'm going to do that. Now, for those of you who want to have a really good laugh, if you go to Google, there is a Kelly K. Relly. Now, you all know that's R. Kelly with GTA 5 horror skit by It's Real 85 VIDS. Now, when I tell you it's funny, it is so funny. If you guys can Google it, go to YouTube. And remember, it's K. Relly. So basically, it's R. Kelly, but yeah. And it's GTA 5 horror skit by ITS, R-E-A-L, 85-V-I-D-S. And I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. When you call me back, you'll be like, oh, wow, you know, that was really, really funny. For those of you who are asking me about the Michael Jackson, I've decided I'm not going to do it. And let me explain to you the reason why. I'm not a big fan of Michael's. I'm not. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a real big fan of Michael's. And I apologize for those four who are waiting to talk. I'm almost out of time. I apologize. I apologize profusely. I know you guys wanted to talk, but I really don't want to do it. And I don't – someone told me that the documentary I think that's an interview. The interview was just too in detailed. And as much as I play the hard ass and don't give a damn, I am – sensitive to things like that, especially child abuse. And I know that now they're, you know, they're adult men and whatever, and they're talking about it, but still, it's still kind of a, I don't know. And someone accused me of not wanting to look at Michael differently, and that may be the case as well. I don't think any of us wants to look at him differently, but honestly, it's just something that I just don't want to see. And I don't want to sit here and discuss it or talk about it. I know you guys have, you know, a lot of you have said do it, and a lot of you have said don't do it, but I honestly don't feel like I'm going to do that. I think that it's just too much for me and my little pea brain to handle. They said it was extremely vivid when you talk about it, and they go into detail, and I just don't want to hear that. My Monday shows at 7 o'clock a.m., I may drop those and make them into Monday nights, because you jail bump you bail jumpers aren't listening at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I don't blame you. That's really, really early for anybody to get up and listen. So I get it. I do a 30-minute segment, and I get it. You know, it is really just too early to get up for most of us. So I'm thinking about changing that to Monday evenings. I will start doing our show for women. I may change that instead of Wednesdays, doing it on Mondays every other Monday, because I'm getting a lot of women who are really excited about this and want to participate in it, because I want your voice to be heard. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. I will let you know probably Monday for those who won't be listening any damn way. I will also be announcing the winners of the women's show that you guys, and you still got time to go and listen to the show. You can download it and listen to the show later. It was the women's show that we had on the, I think it was the, what day was it? Was it the 8th? Yeah, the 8th, which was Women's Day. And if you guys want to listen to it, there's a couple of questions that you have to answer, and you can win. You can send it to Sugar Samaz. That's SugaSamaz, as in zebra, and that's at Yahoo. I started to say YouTube. Yahoo.com. You can definitely get online and check that out if you want. I would love for you guys to listen to it, especially women. It's guys, you can listen too, but it's more or less for women, and it's more or less for us to develop friendships and have support with each other and so forth. So trust me, you would not be disappointed if you do listen to it. But I will have the winner of the God, what was it? It wasn't a challenge. Whatever. I'll just have the winner on the 20th. You guys know what the hell I mean. Come on. It's what? It is 8:53. I haven't eaten, and I haven't had – I'm drinking something, but it's not a Dr. Pepper. It's actually a – you hear it? It's actually a McDonald's orange soda. That's good, but it's not a Dr. Pepper. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys listening. I think my next show is going to be a little bit more unhinged. I'm going to talk about men who kill their pregnant wives, and I know a lot of you are probably going, oh, God, don't touch that subject, but I think it needs to be touched because it's happened so often. It started back in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken, where this doctor killed his wife, and it's just brutal. And I think it's a subject that we need to discuss because it's something that happens more often than we realize. A lot of it's not in the media, but it's something I do want to touch on a little bit. So I do hope you guys, you know, come out and listen and everything on that one as well. As always, I really appreciate you guys. I know I've got 5 more minutes left, but I am seriously hungry. You guys know what I meant. So I'm going to go ahead and end here. If you have any questions or concerns, you can go ahead and send it to SugarSamaz at Yahoo.com. And if you want to have a show that I haven't mentioned, like if it's something you go, God, I really wish you would do that show, like people were telling me to do the Michael Jackson. Again, I apologize, but I don't want to do that. I don't really feel anything is untouchable for me because I don't care. I'll speak on whatever. It's not a big deal. But there are certain things I just like. You know, certain subjects I'm just not going to go through, and I apologize for that, and I hope you guys can understand that it's something that I personally don't want to, you know, touch. So again, thank you so much for joining me, and as always, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and mwah, sugar kisses. Good night.
My mind's telling me no. But my body telling me yes, baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess
to you.
What you need, girl.
Oh, baby, bring your body
here.
Baby,
bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true with you.
You is
where
I want to be.
Satisfy your every need.
treating you right. Late, it's been the night. I'll
love you, baby.